We're about to go into the Berezka International Food Store. I'm thinking somehow Greek, somehow.
I think so too.
And it says they have lox and schmaltz, herring, smoked fish, European sweets, baked goods, bakery goods rather. Best selection of cold cuts, Brooklyn pickles, Russian and Eastern European specialties. So we've got more Russian stuff here. And people with student IDs get 10% off. If you're a dog and you have a student ID, it doesn't do shit.
The story of the blueberry pie.
She had very particular taste in food. She did not like lima beans, but she was very attached to pie.
As the perpetrator of the blueberry pie incident, I will definitely give my side.
And also, she had a very strong will of her own.
I was constantly feeling that I was deprived, dessert-wise. Had not, never got enough dessert.
So maybe it was around Thanksgiving. Anyway, I had some blueberry pie, very special blueberry pie. So.
I believe that this particular blueberry pie had been purchased for dessert in honor of...
So I went to the effort to say, don't eat this blueberry pie. It's for the meal that's coming up, whatever the next
and
day.
And was going to be consumed that evening for dessert.
So everyone agreed. Everyone knew they were not to eat the blueberry pie. Everyone went to bed.
Somehow I had access to the blueberry pie.
The next morning I got up, I opened the icebox to look at the blueberry pie.
I saw it sitting there and I wanted some.
And there was definitely one wedge-like piece of blueberry pie missing.
I saw it sitting there and I wanted some.
Piece of blueberry pie missing.
So I cut a slice of the blueberry pie and I ate it. Enjoyed it.
And of course, I was confused, highly annoyed, and I took out the pie plate.
I wasn't thinking ahead when I took out that slice of the pie.
And there on the bottom of the plate, instead of showing through the plate as it should have,
I noticed that it was actually pretty obvious that there had been a slice taken out of the pie. In order to cover up my transgression,
it was sort of a piece of cardboard that was colored blue.
Cut out a piece of paper, pie-shaped, and drew on it some blueberries, I believe.
And sort of a little blue spots. Looked as if they might conceivably be supposed to be connected with blueberries.
The perfect distraction. The perfect distraction.
And I did have the brains to confront.
Thought that my sins would go unnoticed.
She had to confess.
I was detected right away. In fact, my artistic rendering of the piece of pie was not very realistic.
But she had indeed had a piece of blueberry pie, but she'd replaced it. And didn't I like the way she replaced it?
Maybe not that no one was going to notice it, but at least that it would be less noticeable than the big empty piece.
I guess she thought I wasn't going to notice that she'd helped herself.
I guess I was figuring, you know, we wouldn't eat the whole pie, and, you know, then that piece would still be there.
So naughty about doing these things. And of course, usually I would believe her. And then she told me, except this one, I could not take.
No. Not that I recall getting in any kind of trouble. I'm sure I was reprimanded verbally, that is. But I don't think I had to undergo any sort of actual...
No, she might have told me it was you. No, she didn't do that. And she was really quiet.
I might have tried to blame it on my brother. That would have been something that I certainly would have done on other occasions. I'm not sure if I did it on this occasion.
I mean, she wasn't innocent. She was guilty as she could be, but she did think that the replacement would probably conceal the guilt.
Because I didn't I wasn't thinking, well, this is going to be really obvious that I took a piece of pie.
Oh, completely premeditated.
I wasn't thinking ahead too much. I think I was quite young. Yeah.
It was planned. It was carried out. It was lied about.
Yeah, I tried to get out of it just because that's more in my character, to weasel out, if possible, than to fess up.
I didn't take any pie.
I'm sure lots of guilt was heaped upon
to the degree that she went to considerable effort to cover it up. It took quite a big lot of artistic skill and focused attention to cut the piece the right size, to color it correctly, to fit it into the wedge, to shut the icebox door, go back to bed.
That was such a striking failure.
Yes.
a striking failure.
She was alone.
I realized then, you know, I can't reproduce food well out of paper.
But I did it anyway, of course. I just wanted to buy it. But I did it anyway, of course. I just wanted the pot. I just wanted the pot.
Actually, I don't really like blueberry pie, no.